Scientists are sure to be surprised and upset at the news that Ceres, the largest object in the asteroid belt, is much younger than they thought. On today's Creation Moment, our host, Paul Taylor, presents the evidence and shares why it's so important.
In a previous Creation Moment, I addressed what I believe to be the mistaken view that space exploration is somehow unbiblical. I would now even put a positive spin on it. Despite their evolutionary views, the scientists of NASA frequently find information that does not fit with their deep-time views, but makes more sense in a biblical context. In 2007, for example, NASA launched a probe called Dawn to the asteroid belt. Its principal target was the dwarf planet Ceres. It reached Ceres in 2015, having first visited Vesta. Ceres is the largest object in the asteroid belt. It's large enough to be considered a dwarf planet, and also large enough to have a spherical shape, yet it is still tiny, only 1.28% the mass of the Moon. According to deep-time astrophysicists, Ceres has to be very old to have developed its spherical shape. Its supposed billions of years' age and its small size led a lot of scientists to the obvious conclusion that Ceres must be a solid ball of rock. So data from the Dawn mission was surprising. Dawn revealed the existence of cryovolcanoes. Cold volatile materials like water, ammonia, and methane exist below the surface and are heated by volcanic activity, erupting through the surface, then refreezing. Such huge frozen plumes show that the core of Ceres must still be hot, and hence cannot be billions of years old. We are not surprised. Observations on Ceres are completely consistent with the way God said he made this universe.
Thanks for listening to today's Creation Moment. And please tell your friends that they, too, can hear us every weekday on this radio station.